for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a Sunday afternoon service of August the 31st, 1997, of the Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Coffeys will be the speakers for the afternoon.
Sister Mildred Coffey is going to come and be our teacher this afternoon.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, how many women were upstairs yesterday? I shared yesterday upstairs on the Spirit of Delilah, and I just kind of skimmed over it. And I kind of feel like I need to go and redo it. I hope you girls will forgive me. But I really feel I need to go and share with men. I had a lady call me from Memphis, and she asked me if I knew anything about the Spirit of Delilah. And I told her no. I had never run into it. And she said, well, I know that you do a lot of studying and digging on things. She said, if you find out anything about it, would you let me know? And so I went over to Judges and started looking in Judges because, you know, where Samson and Delilah is. And so I don't know where we're going this afternoon, but y'all bear with me. I wanted to pick up from where Colonel Speed was talking last night in the area of people. I wanted to share and see if people will, if you really believe if there is such things as a thing as Satanism, if you really believe that the devil can do some of the things he does. I see people, I told you I was going to kind of wander around. They're all right. I mean, I think I said if I didn't, I should have. But I'll go back to the Spirit of Delilah eventually, Lord willing. But we run into a lot of things in the area of Satanism. We fight a lot of Satanism. You can call it witchcraft if you want to, but it's Satanism. And he said, if you remember last night, if you heard him, he said that the cults, churches that are starting, and he gave names, I don't remember the names, but then he said what was behind them was Satan. In other words, the new religion, I believe, is Satanism. So I don't believe that. Well, you better wake up. You better know who your enemy is. You say, well, I know. You know, I find so many people saying, I know about Satan, but most people I talk to think he's in hell. But he's not.
No, he's not.
He's never been there.
And neither have the demons.
No, but they are going. But see, I heard someone say, well, the devil doesn't have any power. Don't give him more power than he's got. He don't have any power. Well, I'm not giving him power. He's got it. But see, we'd have the greater one. We have God's power and God's authority. And you don't have to be afraid to know. What I want you to do is to know who he is and know how to fight him and come against him and not let him walk over you. If you don't know your enemy, if you don't know that he does have... See, he was anointed. He was anointed cherub, was he not? Well, do you read anywhere where he lost that anointing? And he has power. You say, well... He can't touch me. That's right. If you're walking with the Lord and you're not in sin and you're not got any open doors, if you keep your mouth shut all the time, that's true. The open door is right there. And you can open the door every time you condemn somebody, every time you judge somebody, every time you get angry, every time, you know, we open the door a lot of times. That's why Jim was talking about yesterday, repent. I think he said, repent, keep short accounts. And the Lord, when you know you've opened your mouth, repent. Because your enemy is walking around seeking whom he may devour. So, well, I'm under the blood. I am too. I'm blood-bought, redeemed, and paid for by the blood, justified by the blood, cleansed by the blood, washed in the blood, and sanctified by the blood. I'm God's child, but I have to fight. If I read my Bible right, from Genesis to Revelation, we're in a war.
Yes.
And I know the war's been won. I know how it comes out, because Jesus defeated the devil. And he showed us how to defeat him. But we're so spiritual and so holy.
Come on.
that the devil can't touch us. And if you're that way, come up here and let me see you. Praise
you. You want me to really blow your mind?
No, don't blow my mind.
Don't blow your mind. I don't want to blow your mind. You know, I got hit day before yesterday in the middle of the night with something in my foot that I couldn't walk. I mean, I was incapacitated completely. I could not walk for 6.5 hours. You know what let that in? I spoke harshly with this beautiful lady. We were over here that afternoon, and she came in and said something to me about, let's leave, and I kind of shouted back at her.
And
I opened the door. Yeah, I hurt her feelings, and I opened the door. You didn't realize that such a small thing would open the door for the enemy to hit you, but that's all he needed was a crack to get in, and once he got in, he attacked me. He put me flat on my back, and if I didn't get up and start fighting, I would still be up there in a bed because I couldn't walk, so I couldn't have gotten around. But praise God, she came in and started doing deliverance, and then my faith kicked up and kicked in, and I got mad, and I got up and I started walking on a foot.
You got mad at the devil that time.
Well, yes, I got mad at the right one this time, and I started walking. I could not bear the pain, I don't think. At least I thought I couldn't, but I walked till it quit hurting and fought the devil the whole time with the Word of God, shaking my fist in his face and saying, you can't do this because it's written in the Word.
He repented. He said, when we opened the door, that's what he said, keeping short accounts. He repented of what, and we have to. We really do have to. You know, but as I said, we're so full of pride that we think we're just okay, and we open the door to the enemy to come in. You say, well, I don't get attacked like that. You don't? You don't have headaches? You don't have this hit you or that hit you? Listen, we all do it. But what I want you to see is you've got an enemy, that he's got power, that he hates you. And I think Jim said that yesterday afternoon. But we have authority. We have power. We have the name of Jesus. We have God has given us so much. He's given us the Holy Spirit. You know what you have. If you don't, you have the Holy Spirit. You have the name of Jesus. You have the blood of Jesus. You have the Word. And we stand on the Word. We walk in the Word. But we recognize the enemy for who he is. And you don't have to walk in fear. I have people say, don't talk about the devil. Well, I really would rather talk about the Lord. I'd rather preach something sweet and, you know, and get goosebumps going up and down your back. We've had a lot of that here, and I love it. But somebody's got to get out, and we've got to get the Word out of who our enemy is, and we've got to come up against him. And I want you to remember that he hates you, that he does have power. He has demons that can go from, he can't be everywhere at one time. And he probably don't even mess with us. He probably sends some of his henchmen to mess with us. But they're powerful enough to cause us problems. But what I want you to know is that the enemy you're going to be fighting is Satan, and you need to be fighting him. Now, you need to know. And if you don't know, oh, glory, inside of you, he's also got somebody in there that he can call up and get you stirred up. Why do you think he got mad? There is a beast within you that will rise up. And he will take over. He will take over. He rises up within you. You said, not me. Every time I say this around people, they look at me like, man, where are you coming from? I'm coming from Scripture. Over in Revelation 13, chapter 13, verse 1, it says, the beast rises up out of the sea. Let me throw something else out at you. I've been asking the Lord, and the Lord told me just, share a lot of stuff with you. So I'm going to share as the Lord brings it to my memory. The beast rises up out of the sea. Let me ask you something. Why are there so many people having to have kidney transplants? Why are there so many people needing heart transplants? Why are there so many people that are having to have liver transplants? And all these transplants, why? Because there is an enemy within you that's destroying, trying to destroy you from within. When I saw this, and I shared this once before, I'm going to share it again, and you guys just heard it, bear with me and pray with me, that I ran into this beast when I was ministering to a lady that had kidney problems and bladder problems. And I firmly believe that when we do in our church, and somebody gets sick, they come in and say, pray for me, and we set them down, and we get around them, and we pray, but we don't lay hands on them. we begin to call spirits out of them. And so she said, I've got to have help. I've just stood this as long as I can. And I said, you demon that's tormenting this woman's kidneys and her bladder, you come out of there in the name of Jesus. And we just continued to pray, and all of a sudden something says, you know. And I said, well, who are you? And he said, you called me up. Well, it was the beast. And he finally told me who it was. But the thing that I wanted you to see, that he told me that he was in her, the fluids in her body, in the kidney area and bladder. I think it was in the bladder. And he was there to destroy. So I've been digging. I was telling Jim, I said, I haven't got this sorted out yet. And I'm going to throw it out there and let you guys that study and dig into the Word. And Doc, being a doctor, he can do this. Tell me, this is what the Lord was trying to get through to me. You've got the false trinity. We've got the false trinity. You said, not in me, okay? But you got a counterfeit of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit lives within me. How does he live in me? By the Spirit. And you've got the counterfeit, which is the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon that are warring, those two nations warring within you. And what I'm trying to, it's really been battle. I was talking to the ladies upstairs about how the warfare is in my house. I'm trying to find in the Word how, which one works on which. What part of the dragon, what part of the false trinity works on the soul? What part of the Trinity works on the Spirit? And what part of the Trinity that works on the flesh? Can anybody receive any of this? Or do you think I'm coming from out in space? People, there's something destroying our soul. And when I get into the scriptures over here, I'm going to show you how Samson... You know, I always wanted to know why Samson was so stupid. I did. I wanted to know why he was so stupid. He was anointed of God. He was a Nazarite. He was called of God before he was born. His mother was barren. He was one of the barren men. I said that I heard Brother Tommy mention Samson. I said Samson's hair is beginning to grow, and I heard I think it was Brother Jack. I'm not sure I mentioned him. I thought, Lord, yeah, I hear you, Lord, I hear you. So I thought, well, why, Lord? This man that was set apart from his mother's womb, consecrated to God, that he was called to begin to free the children of Israel. But the Israelites have started to free them, and yet he got destroyed.
By doing stupid things.
Full of pride. And so as I began to study the Word, as I began to dig into this, as I began to seek this, the answer to it, the Lord began to show me what happened. So, having said all that, I threw the first out to let you guys get to help me out. I need some help. In Judges, in chapter 13, let's read what the scripture says. In Judges, chapter 13, beginning with verse 1, said, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years, and there was a certain man of Zoar of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear son. And now therefore, beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. He was called from the beginning. And the thing that I want you to watch, men, and I think this is the reason the Lord really, and then maybe some of you already know it, but the reason the Lord wanted me to bring this afternoon to the men, because I did not intend to do any teaching at all over here this time. I really had not planned to. And when the Lord allowed me to share with the women upstairs yesterday, they received it and they knew that it worked. They'd seen it. And they began to ask me, does it work in men? And it does. But what I want you to see, that this spirit goes after the anointing. It goes to destroy the anointing. And we see this man that God had called and ordained. And then we see, there's two others that the Lord began to show me that had the same call. John the Baptist was one of them. He was, you know the story where Zechariah was in the temple doing the duties, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him, and God said, the angel said to Zechariah, his son, would begin to go to Luke chapter 1. Let's read it. I just have one verse I want to read there, but I think it's one, maybe two, maybe three. Let's begin chapter 1, verse 13 says, "But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God." So we see that the anointing was upon John to go forth and preach the gospel. And you know what happened to John. And I may get the scripture and give it to you because I'm going to put it out and let you see it. But I want you to know that this spirit will attack the anointing. And many times, fellas, preachers, not preachers, but anybody anyone, that if there's a call of God upon their life, there is going to be a spirit of Delilah to come and destroy. It works different from Jezebel. Jezebel works in witchcraft. This one works in seduction. Go back to Judges in chapter... No, I want you to go to Numbers. Let's go to Numbers in chapter 6, and let's look at what God said about the Nazarite. In Numbers in chapter 6, in verse 1 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When either man or woman shall separate themselves..." See, there's men and women that are separated unto God that take the Nazarite vow, that they're dedicated to the Lord, that this spirit is going to try to seduce. "That he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation there shall no razor come upon his head, until the days be fulfilled into which he separates himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy, and shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow." You know, I really don't know haven't discerned this yet, but you know, Samson, the scripture tells us he had seven locks, seven perfection, spiritual perfection. I don't know, I haven't gotten into that yet, as I said. But I want you to know that God said that... They didn't shave their head, they didn't shave, they didn't eat anything that had any alcohol in it, anything from the vine. Back over in Judges in chapter 13 and verse 24, it says, "And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zor and Esdraelon." The Spirit of the Lord began to move upon Samson. And this is what I see when men or women begin to move in the Spirit, begin to walk. You know how people are drawn to you, fellas, and women, you know, surely you know, as a minister, how people are drawn to you. And the enemy comes in, and he begins to try to put pride on you. And Samson began to walk in pride. He married a woman. And he married a Canaanite woman, a Philistine woman. But as I did a research on this and recognized where the Philistines walked with, I think it was a Moabite. I forgot. I got in my notes over there. But Canaanite, and walked with the Canaanites or by the sea. And the word Jim talked on this yesterday, the Canaanite spirit is lust. And so Delilah was a Philistine, and she had this lust in her. And they came to her and were going to use her to destroy Samson. But before they did this, I want you to look at something else. When men and women began to walk with the Lord, and God begins to use them, and people begin to come to them, then they begin to bind those people. I think it's chapter 15, Judges, it tells us that Samson allowed himself to be bound in verse 14. Well, let's start at 12. He said, and they said unto him, we'll come down to bind thee, men from Judah, 3,000 men from Judah went to the top of the rock Elam and said to Samson, know thou not that thou, the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done unto us? And he said unto them, as they did unto me, so have I done unto thee. Read this story if you want to know all the things. You know about Samson wiping out all the people and killing a lot of people and all this. But read it. Reads from 13 through to 16. But here we see as Samson had retaliated because of them having given his wife to another man. He killed a bunch of people and then they went in and they wiped out the family of his wife. And so here they come to him and said, you've done this and you've brought the reproach of the men that were in bondage to upon us. So now we're going to bind you. And the Lord began to show me that because of the pride in Samson, they're not going to treat me like this, you know. And I know who I am. I'm anointed of God. And we get bound by people. And we try to please people. We try to please people. We don't speak the word in love. I was telling girls upstairs, I've had to fight for what I believe because I'm a woman. Everyone wants to come back and explain what I teach. They want to say, you know, she's a woman. I'm God's child. And God sees me as spirit. He didn't see me as a woman. And so I'm going to speak what God gives me to speak to God's people because God wants his people to know and see. And all I'm doing is trying to point you in there to get you to start digging and to find out if what I'm saying is be true or not. Okay? He said in verse 13, he said, and they spake unto him, saying, no. Let me back up to 12. And he said unto them, we have come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hands of Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that you will not fall upon me yourself. And they spake unto him and said, no, we will not. We will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hands, but surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he came into Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax. They were burnt, that was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands. So they bound him, first of all, and this is the way this spirit begins to work. We become bound to people, and we will compromise the word and not speak it like it's written because it will offend somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, God's word does offend. It cuts away things God wants cut away from us. And yet, we try to justify it. God says, we're to you, in Ezekiel, I was telling someone, maybe it was upstairs, God said, you speak, go to my people and you tell them. Now, they're not going to believe you. Because their hearts are hardened. But you tell them, and then their blood won't be on your hands. That's what he told Ezekiel. And he's told me that when I cry and say, God, I just want to get out of this. You know, I'm going to back. I don't do this often. I just get mad and come back and say, okay, I got another load. It doesn't matter. See, when you submitted to God, when you've given your whole, everything you've got to the Lord, you got to obey. And he wants us to, he's wanting to tell you tonight, this afternoon, that there are people that has these spirits in them that will try to seduce you and destroy you. John the Baptist's head was cut off. Who did it? The spirit, you said that was Jezebel. No, it was the spirit of Delilah that was in his daughter. What did she do? His stepdaughter. The woman that John came against, who was another man's wife that Herod had taken as his wife, got her daughter to dance for him, and then it was so, the lust was so strong in him, you know, it was so strong that he told, I'll give you anything I got, I'm half of my kingdom. And all she wanted, her mother said, the head of John the Baptist. She killed John the Baptist. It killed him. It'll separate you from God. It'll bind you so the anointing will not come forth. You know it didn't come on Samson, did it not? When he needed it the last time? We'll get to that in a minute. But the Lord showed me another one that it worked on. I was saying, Lord, you keep telling me there's three, but I don't know what the other one, who the other one is. And he showed me Joseph, that Joseph met the same spirit of seduction in Potiphar's wife. Joseph was cast in prison. Samson was destroyed, and John the Baptist was killed too. But Joseph overcame it. See, he's a picture of what God wants us to overcome it, how he wants us to overcome that spirit. Joseph didn't yield to it. He resisted and got thrown into prison for it. And he was bound and taken in chains into prison. But God brought him up, elevated him up, because he would not yield or compromise or bend to people's wills. And that's what takes away the anointing. That's what takes away the power of God in a person's life, is when we begin to compromise. I was sharing upstairs about our idols and all of this, and Melody said something about the earrings. I didn't get on the earrings and holes in people's ears. I did not get on everything. I just tried to. No, I was going as the Lord was revealing to me. And I said, my job is not to tell you what to get rid of and what to do. My job is to tell you, God says these things are an abomination, and what you ask the Lord what you're to do. If you're committed to God, if you want the Lord more than you want anything else in this, like earrings and jewelry and all this, I got on jewelry, I know what I'm talking about. You don't let this stuff. What's the most important thing in your life? Who's the most important thing in your life? Jesus Christ. Well, then we've got to start proving it. We've got to stomp our foot and say, no, I'll not give in. I'll not go your way. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I will not bow to your wishes. I'm going to tell you, and what you do about it is between you and the Lord. And I love you with whichever way you go. I love you. The Word says that Samson's soul was vexed unto death. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'll throw it out anyway. The devil uses your weakest point. And he knows. I was telling the girls up there yesterday, I knew this lady in our church, and I'm going to show you what she does. Stand up, Jim, please. She gets up to my husband, she says, he gets back in the chair and walking away from me. She won't talk to him unless she gets right in his face. And he hates it. And he says to me, he says, what am I going to do? I said, back her up. Well, you know what? It's this spirit. And this spirit, I'm going to cast it out of her. You better believe I'm going to cast it out. You better believe it. But I had not, I don't know who it was. You know, I'd call it Jezebel, and I'd bind Jezebel and all these things. I didn't know what it was. We knew what it was trying to do. He knew. He said, I hate it, I hate it. He said, come protect me. Or he didn't say that. He said, come over and help me. And I get over there. When I see her doing that, I get over there just as close as I can. And that looks like I'm jealous. I'm not. I don't want her. I don't want her spirits working on him. And he don't want to do with her. And I'm telling you guys, this spirit is out, and women too, is out to destroy you. I was sharing with Virginia yesterday afternoon, and the Lord began to show me that's the spirit that works with the homosexuals, that's out seducing our kids. And it works like this. It begins to minister, you know, do good things for people. This is some things the Lord showed me about that spirit, that, you know, first, let's just go out to dinner, maybe, or I'll give you, something. But then it begins to woo. It didn't just jump on a person and say, come on, you know, let's go to bed. It woos. It brings them in. And it destroys. It begins by destroying the soul. The first time that Samson was bound, he let his friends do it. People, you know, his countrymen. And, you know, let me tell you something. When we do that, every time we compromise, we lose a portion of our soul. They began to work on his soul, that those bindings did. And I was reading this. I had not connected it with the soul being removed. But as I started out there, I kept saying, God, he was anointed of you. You called him from his mother's womb. Why did he not see what that woman was doing? Same reason you don't see. Because the enemy will come in through someone like this and begin to take little tiny pieces of your soul. What's your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotion, your lot of things. And next thing you know, you're so bound that you're blind. You're spiritually blind. You say, well, I would have known that she was trying to destroy me if she'd bound me three times. The fourth time, she did destroy him, caused him to be destroyed. But would you really? He didn't. Let's go on with the scripture. In Judges chapter 16, you see, this is why deliverance is so important. I heard Brother Jack say the other night that the old flesh nature, you know, you bury it and you put it down in the the flesh man, or I forgot what he called him. Maybe that wasn't it. What? Well, he called him flesh man something, and he put him. He said you put him down, but he says you let somebody do something to you. He said you can keep him down for years, and all of a sudden somebody do something to you, and you think he's gone. He doesn't go away, and all of a sudden he pops up. And you get mad, you get hurt or something. He said, "Well, I'm full of Jesus." Yeah, but you let somebody do something to you really bad, and see what happens. See what comes up. So that thing, the things in you that were in you before you came to the Lord, Psalm 7 says, "Before the enemy came in and began to destroy your soul when there was none to deliver." Well, those every time the enemy came in before you came to Jesus, and you said, "Well, he made me a new creature in Christ." He's making you a new creature. I know the word says that therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Are you in Christ, or is he just in you? You're not a new creature with him just in you. You're a new creature when you're in him. There's a difference. I said, "Well, I don't believe that." I didn't either until Brother Jack showed it to me. I mean, I thought I was a new creature, never been created before. But when you read that, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature." And you got to be in Christ. Well, Philippians says that Christ in you, your hope of glory. But we want to be in him. Jesus prayed the prayer. He said, "Why are you saying all this? I want you to know that you're not perfect yet." Well, you may be. I don't know you all. But I have one. I'm from the South too, you all. But I have one question. If you're perfect, why are you still here? You should be Jesus. And I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. I know we're beginning to walk into perfection. He says we can, but we ain't got there yet. And you know, did you know that my Bible says you can't even do that unless God allows it? Over in Hebrews 6, he said, "Let's go on into perfection as he," I forget how it goes, "but he permits," thank you, "as he will permit." So, we're not there yet. And what I'm trying to tell you is, people, get rid of this stuff before it comes in and separates you from God. And see, I was telling the girls upstairs that when we get down here, sometimes it seems like they don't want deliverance. And I said, "Don't y'all want deliverance down here too?" Well, I said, "The men's up there, not like they don't have any demons." I'm sorry, people, but it's true. We all got them. Let's get rid of them. And when they call out lust, you say, "Well, I don't walk in lust." Well, what if it's there? And it's hiding. And one day, men or women, this whatever would make you lust, whether it's thing, lust of the world or just a person, you need to get that thing out. And so we have been so full of pride, we're like Samson. We're walking in pride. I'm okay. But we're not. God is saying, "Hey, come on, walk with me. Let's." He said, "Be ye holy, for I'm holy." He said, "We'll change from glory to walk from glory to glory." Well, let's get this garbage out so we can go from one glory to the other, and then go on in to where he wants us to be, and walk in that power and authority that he wants us to walk in. And I know that deliverance is the way to do it. I know that getting all this garbage out, none of us are there yet. We're still too much alive and too much of the strangers in us. Praise the Lord. Here he comes.
How many heard Jack preach the other night? How many? Let's see your hands. Okay. How many didn't? Put your hands down. How many didn't hear? He made a statement that she just spoke here and said that you buried some things in your life and that you came to the Lord and you didn't do those things anymore. And for 10 years that thing did not bother you. And then all of a sudden somebody said just the right thing to trigger you off, and bruh, this thing reared its head up. And you had it all over again. Now, what he was really saying is that demons do not leave on their own accord. Just because they're not operating in you or because you come to Christ does not mean that you are set free, because we open doors to bring back in. I'll not argue the point of how free you got when Jesus came in. Because Jesus did a mighty work in us.
Amen.
When he came in. And I'm not going to argue that point with you. And we'll have to talk to Jesus about that when we get there if we're interested in it. But I don't think anybody is going to be interested. I think we're going to fall on our face when we come before
Amen.
Him. But point I want to make is that you did some things earlier in life that you've never received deliverance from. You say, well, they don't ever bother me. That don't mean they're not still there. And they're just gaining strength. And when they get enough strength in you, they're going to kick over and take over you. I spoke it yesterday, I guess it was. I had a preacher. Just ran off with a church secretary and left his wife and family. Why? What happened? He had been a faithful preacher for many years. But all of a sudden, he kicked the traces over and ran. Left his family. And this thing took over. And if we don't get deliverance from these things that we have been walking in earlier in life, and I'm not asking you to make a search of everything that you ever did, but the things that God brings before you, I would advise you to say, set me free, Lord, as they call these names out on these things. Deliver me from these things. I don't want those things in my life any longer, because one day they could really cause you problems. Samson got in some real trouble. We don't want you to have problems in your life either. That's why we come here, is to help you get set free. And how did Jesus get rid of a demon? By his word.
The man he's talking about, this is where the spirit of Delilah was revealed. That it came in and it worked so slowly. It began to work first on the preacher's wife. Got real close to the pastor. I'm not bound to the pulpit. It began to get work on her, you know, be nice. And then eventually just began to, so she wouldn't see him, her working on her husband. And I think as the woman saw it, she left. The pastor's wife left. And when she did, this woman just literally moved in, and it destroyed this man. His church, of course, kicked him out. And the lady that called me about this said, I know this, said, I don't know anything about this spirit, but this is what the Lord keeps telling me. And she said that we need to really pray for this man to be restored, because at the end, you know, Samson's the anointing came back up on him. And he killed more Philistines at the last than he did at any other time. But the thing about it is, it works, it comes in, and when you're... let the enemy cause you to not stand for what you believe. I mean, when you begin to compromise, in Judges chapter 16, verse 1, it said, then Samson went to Gaza, and saw there an harlot, and went in unto her. You see, Samson was able to destroy the giants. I'm saying giants. He was able to destroy and to conquer everything but his own lust. And the lust conquered him. And then in chapter 16, verse 4, it said, and it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Soek, whose name was Delilah, and the lord of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And go over to Proverbs, if you will, in chapter 7, and let's look at some of the things that this spirit, how this spirit works. In Proverbs chapter 7, in verse 7, it says, verse 6 says, for at the window of my house I looked through my casements and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. You can see how this spirit would work on a young person. And where the scripture says here, a man, young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. And in the twinkle of in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So that this spirit, what I was seeing is I was asking the Lord to direct me into the area with some of the scripture where I could get some characteristics of this spirit, and he sent me over to Proverbs to look at this. And here we see that this spirit is at work. And over in verse 21, it said, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till a dart strikes through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, now therefore, ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways, nor go not astray in her path. For she has cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Proverbs chapter 5. That explains the self. It doesn't need any comments on it. But what I want you to see is this is the way this spirit seduces. As I began to read and study, as I studied Joseph and as I studied John the Baptist, I could see how it works. And if you don't know what's working, then you won't recognize it. And if you will start asking the Lord to let you discern, you know, we need discernment, people. We need to ask God for discernment in this day. Over in John, 1 John 4:4, it says, 4:1, it says, try the spirits to see whether they be of God or not. Check out everything. We have gotten in, I'm speaking from experience, and I was telling the church yesterday about my son. I saw this destroy my son, almost completely destroy one of my sons. Yeah, I had prayed and prayed. I knew when I heard this, when I began to look at this, I knew God was telling me what had happened to my son. I could not understand why my son, that God had called him into the ministry and he had been anointed of the Lord, and how he had ministered deliverance, and God had used him tremendously in deliverance. His discernment was just, I mean, right on target. And it was just tremendous, and all of a sudden we began to see him fall away. The next thing we knew, he was involved with prostitutes, and ended up marrying one. But he's free from that. He left. It was a mess. But he almost died before we got him free. He almost died. And I was praying. I said, God, I don't understand. I said, he knows you. He knows your word. He knows the power. He's seen the power. I don't understand what has happened. You say, well, it can't happen to me. It happened to him. What happened to some of the men you know that are high ministries that have been on TV and places? What's happened to them? What destroyed their ministry? I believe, men, ladies and gentlemen, that we really need to discern this spirit, because it goes after the anointing. It went after the anointing in Samson. The anointing was on him. It went after it in John the Baptist, and it went after it in Joseph. Men called of God to be used mightily for God. That the devil knows exactly what button to push. That's why deliverance is so important. The devil knows how to push your buttons. He pushes Jim's. He pushes mine. He pushes yours. We be honest.
But it's that spirit in her
That's exactly right.
Okay, this is Brother Bill Brinton explained this to me a long time ago, and he's ministered here. But he was saying that there was a young lady in a very anointed meeting they had. They were really strong men of God. They had a pastor's conference. And this girl sat on the front row, and she was dressed seductive, and she acted seductive. So he said, I asked her, young lady or little sister, would you sit on the second row, because, you know, the way you're sitting in your dress. And so she just took it as a compliment, kind of. And so anyway, he said she started pursuing him all through the week, saying, do you have a word for me? Do you have a word for me? Can you explain this question to me, or this scripture to me? And she kept pursuing and pursuing him, and some other men too. And so finally he began to ask the Lord, why is she doing this? And the Lord said that she's a preacher killer. And he said, what do you mean? And the Lord said that spirit in her lusts after the anointing. And these are all anointed men of God. He said that spirit doesn't care anything about the men. It wants to bring down the anointed one. And so later she approached him and she said, Dad, do you have a word for me? And he said, matter of fact, I do. God called you a preacher killer. And you know what she said? I have brought many a strong one down. That's what the demon said.
Do you hear what the Delilah spirit is? It's after the anointing. That is so clear. And it got Samson through pride. And that's what it does to people that say that, no, it'll never happen to me. That's what we want to say. But listen, it can. And so I praise the Lord that the Word works. And, okay, let's go on. And I want to use one more scripture in Proverbs, in chapter 6 of Proverbs, to show you this one we've used many times in the area of the soul being removed. But in Proverbs chapter 32, 6 verse 32, it said, "But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding, and he that doeth it destroyeth his own soul." So as Samson went into the harlot in the 16th chapter in verse 1, he went into that harlot and he began to lose his soul, even more of his soul. And as we go on and see that as Delilah was working, as he met Delilah and went into her, and then over in Judges 16, the one that the Lord really has shown me how Samson was, as I said, so totally deceived was, as it began to work through the pride, because he said, he knew who he was. He was powerful. He had strength. And he was anointed of God. And the anointing of God came upon him 3 times when he had been bound by the different things he had told her about. And then she comes to him in chapter 16 and verse 15 and says unto him, and she said unto him, "How canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times and hast not told me wherein my great strength lies." Now listen to this verse. "And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death." She vexed his soul unto death. His soul had been removed. He had lost most of his soul. You say, "I don't believe that." Well, why didn't he understand what that woman was doing? Why did he not see it? Why did he think, I'm more powerful, that they're not going to do this to me? I know that's pride, but I also know that if a man that is called of God, that is walking in the Spirit, he needs to be able to discern the spirits around him. And, if I always say, this is so why I always say a man and a woman need to walk together. When a man goes to pray for another woman, he needs a woman with him, his wife, preferably. But if not, another woman. And if a woman's going to, I don't want you to pray for me, and I will. I got stopped yesterday afternoon over there, and I motioned for Brother Gene, and he came and took it over. But anytime a man prays for a woman, there needs to be a woman with him, because we don't know how many of these spirits are working, how these spirits are working, and we don't want to give the enemy an opportunity to come against what God is doing. But he said she vexed his soul unto death, and he said that he told her all his heart. He opened up and he told her, and he said unto her, "Has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the Lord of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once, for he has shown me all his heart." Then the Lord of the Philistines came unto her and brought money in their hands, and she made him sleep upon her knee. She had so taken him over that he was asleep in her lap. And they came and they shaved his locks, said, and she made him sleep upon her knees and called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." He awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. So you see, this spirit works to separate a man from the Lord. And we know what happened. We know that they came and they took him and they blinded him. They put his eyes out. And then they began to humiliate him. You know, this just made every time I would read this, it would just make me so angry. You know, here this man of God, he was a man of God, and here he did not, through the pride and the lust in him, then the enemy came. It was almost like the devil, the demons were just having fun at his expense. They were mocking him. They put him to grinding, the grinding, and they did have fun at his expense. Read the rest of it. I'm not going to, because we're going to go into deliverance in just a minute, but I want you to know, men and women, the women know, they have seen it. I had a lady ask me yesterday, "Can this spirit work in a man?" And I said, sure it can. And she was telling me about, telling the class about how she had been seduced and what had happened. And but it began very subtle. And as Shirley said, that it started with this pastor and these pastors with this woman by wanting a word. They come up and, well, you got a word for me from the Lord? When he asked me, when anybody asked me, I said, oh, yeah, here's a whole lot of them. And you, let me tell you, people, that is not God's way. If God's got a word for you, he'll give it to you. And you don't have to go ask for it. But you know, I want to say this. God did not say that we would be led by prophecy. He said we were to be led by the Spirit. Amen. So if God's got a word for you from a prophet, he'll come and give it to you, or he'll give it to you in a service. So, but if someone is coming up to you continually and getting up in your face, as this lady does my husband, check it out. And I'll tell you, men, the enemy wants to destroy the homes, and he'll use the spirits in anyone, but especially those that are anointed of God. And we're going to go into deliverance, and if you want to get some deliverance from some of these spirits, then Jim's going to come and call them out. You know, I was very glad to learn about this, as I said, about our son. Did you know, I wanted to tell you that he almost bled to death. And do you know who he was with when this happened? He was with this prostitute. And the Lord, they got into the hospital, and when they called us, and we went to the hospital to see about him, and the doctor told us within 5 minutes he would have been dead. And on the way to the hospital, the Lord began to talk to me about him. And because I have just been praying for this boy and praying. He's not a boy. He's 51 years old. He's an old man. He won't admit it. Well, he's not young, that's for sure. But I was praying for him, and the Lord told me, and he said, I'm going to give him another chance. And he said, you tell him. And then the Lord said, take him home with you. And we did. We took him out of the hospital and took him home with us after he came out. And we kept him there, and I preached to him. We hate to have to live and have me preach to him all the time, but I preached to him. I preached to him up one side and down another. First time I took him home, the Lord told me to just love him. This time I was telling him the facts of life. I said, God's given you every chance. He has blessed you. He has done all these things for you, and you've been acting stupid. And I said, I learned that when he lost his blood and they gave him all these blood transfusions, that he had all these spirits in him again. He had all these soul ties with all these things out of these other people. So we had to go tell him and say, hey, you got to get delivered from all that blood you got. So he had 12 pints of blood, I told him, I said, son, because he began to act different. He wasn't like he was before, but he was different. And I said, you've got to call your soul back and get free from this, because the life of the flesh is in the blood. So, people, I'm telling you, the devil's out to get you. You may think this is nothing, and it doesn't bother me, but I tell you, it does. It concerns you. It concerns me. And I praise the Lord that God began to show us that this spirit is working, and that it's out to separate you from God, to stop you from what God wants you to do. Now, you say, you're hard and harsh, but let me tell you something. God has, each one of us, planned each one of our lives. He's called us to walk with him into the kingdom. He wants us to be free. He wants us to go and help other people free them and get them into the kingdom of God and preach Jesus to them. And the devil's going to do everything he can to keep you from doing it. Then you got to recognize who he is and that God's given you authority over him. Amen? Praise the Lord. And I'll hush.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we come now to that point of our meeting time here when we desire to be set free. And I pray right now, Father, that you would break the spirit of pride that is on everyone here that holds that pride, that are afraid to be free or to allow someone to know that they have a demon. I bind that spirit that says that we don't have demons. I bind the spirits that blind us, the spirits that keep us from hearing, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Humble us, Lord, or let us humble ourselves before you, that we may be desire to want to come and serve you and to be what you want us to be, that we may be set free so that we can serve you in the capacity that you want us to serve, Lord. So do a work even before we begin here now. The necessities that are here, Lord, we ask that you minister to every person here, even before I call the first spirit, that you do a work in each person here. For Father, you know our hearts. Our desire is that we serve you and that we be what you want us to be. And you know that we can't do that as long as the enemy has got a ring in our nose and is leading us about. And for those who haven't seen it yet, Father, I pray that you'll reveal it to them, that the enemy is real and that he does have power, and that we are no match for him in the flesh, but only you can do this. And so we come through you, Lord, right now at this time, and ask that you minister to your people. We'll give you all glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I speak to that spirit of Delilah, that spirit of Delilah that's in men and women, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you have no place in God's family. I command you to loose this people in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I take authority over you in that name by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Come out. Come out. Spirit of Delilah. Spirit of Delilah. And all the lust. The lust in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lust. Lust. Let them go. Let them go. Seducing spirit. Seducing spirit. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the seducing spirits. Harlotry. Harlotry. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Mind-binding spirits. Spirits that bind us, that won't allow us to move and to do the work of the Lord. All those binding spirits. I take authority over you. I command you. Loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the vexing spirits, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. How many of you all sat in deliverance before? Mass deliverance? Then you know that I'm just going to call up here. It's up to you what happens out there. How bad do you want to be set free? Your part is to mentally fight that thing with everything in you, to push him out mentally. Not verbally, not aloud, not talking, not praying, both feet flat on the floor, no cross legs, no cross fingers or hands or clenched fists. Those are signs of resistance. Put your hands, if you want to be sure of what you're doing, put your hands flat on your legs, on your knees, or something like this, and not fight it. Take a deep breath. Work with me if you want to be set free. I know you want to be set free. You don't want this. You want to be set free, so take a deep breath and work with me as I call these things. For truly, there are many spirits here. They are here in this place today. You might not have, I'm sure you don't have all of them, but how many? I don't know. You need to be set free. Let's work with it. Let's take a deep breath right now and breathe them out. Breathe them out in Jesus' name. That lust spirit, lust, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The seducing spirits in Jesus' name. All the seduction in Jesus' name. Harlotry. Binding spirits in the name of Jesus. Vexing spirits. Spirits of adultery in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'll not ask you to show hands for this one, but I'll bet you that there are people here that have committed adultery and you've never been delivered from it. You've never been delivered from adultery or fornication, just sexual sins. If you want to be free right now, breathe them out, cough them out, work at it. Adultery, spirits of adultery, come out, come out. They didn't leave on their own simply because you turned to the Lord, so they've got to go. They've got to go in the name of Jesus. Adultery, come out in Jesus' name.
Fornication. Fornication. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The lust of the eye. Lust of the eye. In the name of Jesus, I call pride, spirits of pride. I break the power of pride over you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them. Loose them. That spirit of pride. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the flesh. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spirit of Delilah, you've still got to go. Delilah, I command you, loose this people and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spirit of destruction. Destruction. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Destruction. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call a destroyer. Abaddon and Apollyon. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Abaddon and Apollyon. Let them go. Let them go. Let my people go. The word says, let my people go. That's what Moses spoke to Pharaoh when he came in. I speak it today. Let my people go. Let my people go. Demons, turn them loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, as your name is called, leave in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the Lord is present. The Lord is present to set free. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, that spirit of desire, desire and fantasy, fantasy and desire, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the fantasy spirits, move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. Fantasy. Fantasy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sexual fantasy. Sexual fantasy. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come on out. Sexual fantasy. Idolatry. Idolatry. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Vindictive spirits. Vindictive spirits, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Cruel, cruel spirits, let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. All the cruel spirits, covetous spirits, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Unclean spirits. Unclean spirits, let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Let them go. Move, move. Come on, take a deep breath. Work with me now. Come on. Take a deep breath and blow them out. Blow them out. In Jesus' name, you feel something rise up and you cough. Cough him out. Work with me. Come on. You can do it. You can get rid of him. There's a host of angels that are just urging you on. You can do it. You can do it. You can be set free. Desire it. Desire it more than you care what people think round about you. You can get all that back. Doc says you can get your dignity back. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about your dignity. Get rid of your demon. Once he's gone, you can get all your dignity back. Nobody cares. Everybody's so busy with themselves hiding what's in them. They're not paying any attention to what's in you. So let them go. Turn them loose. Let them slide. Let them out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spirit of Delilah, loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. Seduction. All the seduction and seducing spirits. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Vexing spirits. Binding spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. Controlling spirits. All the control. Spirits of control. Mind control. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. All the mind control spirits. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Perversion spirits. Spirits of nakedness. Spirits of masturbation and pornography. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Impurity. Unclean spirits. Covetous spirits. Cruel spirits. Vindictive spirits. Idolatry. Spirits of idolatry, come on out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, I cover this place with the blood of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. You have no rights here. You have no rights. Come on out. Come on out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. Move in Jesus' name. I take authority over you. All of the forces that are binding you right now, in Jesus' name, I break the power of them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, do a work right now. Open us to your
side, Lord, to, that we can see is someone that you see. And what you see of us, let us get a glimpse of ourselves as you see us and the things that we need to get rid of right now, Father, that we may truly seek to be set free from all of these, for we don't desire to carry this back home with us. We want to be free from those things that that surround us and that hinder us and that destroy us. So do a work right now in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go now. Let them go. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. I'm going through the list once more. Lust. Spirit of lust. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Lust. Lust spirits. Seducing spirits. All seducing spirits. Seduction. Seduction and seducing spirits. Come out. Come out. Harlotry spirits. Harlotry spirits in the name of Jesus. Binding spirits. All the binding spirits. The mind-binding spirits. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Release them. Release their mind. Release their mind. I break the bondage. I break the chains, the bands, the cords that have been loosed on, been placed on their minds. I release them from that. I break those bands over their minds, and I release them and let them go free in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ. You're a liar. You're a thief. You're a robber. You cannot stay in this place. You have no right in this place. I command you, loose them. Loose them and let them go. All the binding spirits, all the controlling spirits, all of the mind control in Jesus' name. Vexing spirits, adultery spirits, spirits of adultery, spirits of fornication in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Lust spirits again. Lust of the eye. Lust of the eye. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the flesh. Come on out. Come on out. Move. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have no place here. You can't stay. The Lord rebuke you. Pride. Pride spirits. The pride of life. That spirit of pride of life. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. And pride in the life. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. Pride. Spirits of pride. Ego. Self. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all of the pride spirits, the whole family of pride spirits, rebellion, self-will, and ego, and hard-hearted and callous spirits, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of pride, callous spirits, callous, made us hard-hearted spirits, hard-hearted, our ego that, and our self-will, spirits of rebellion. Spirits of rebellion, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Destruction and the destroyer, Abaddon or Abaddon, however you want to call him. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Apollyon. Apollyon, you've got to go too. Apollyon, destruction. All of the destruction. I bind the destruction. I bind his power and his strength in the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit is working all over this place. In the name of Jesus, I bind destruction and the destroyer in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I strip him of his power right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I strip him of power in the name of Jesus, and I cast him out. I cast him out in Jesus' name. Loose this people. Loose this people, the destruction, all of the destroyer and the destruction. You have to go. You cannot stay in God's people. Loose them. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Destruction. Destruction. You can't stay. You can't have them. You can't have this people. This is God's people. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name you will obey. In Jesus' name you will obey. Come out. Come out. The desire, ungodly desire, craving desires, in the name of Jesus, all the cravings and desire, fantasy, all fantasy spirits, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Men just heard about this in the meeting today. Doc just gave us and talked to us about fantasy and sexual fantasy. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now's your time. You can get rid of them. Come on, take a deep breath. All fantasy. All the fantasy. Blow him out. Blow him out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fantasy and sexual fantasy. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Spirits of idolatry. Idolatry, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of the idol in the name of Jesus, and I cast it out. I cast out idolatry and the idol itself in Jesus' name. You say, I don't have any idols? For the benefit of those that hadn't done this before and sitting in this before, anything you place ahead of the Lord becomes an idol in your life. I don't care what it is. You make idols out of your children, out of your husband, out of things in your home, automobiles, boats, pleasure, sports. That's the biggest one. Pleasure's the biggest one. In the name of Jesus, you've just become idols. And we have all, pretty much, I think pretty much all of us have some type of an idol. And we need to get rid of them. Now's the time. There's no better time than right now. Idols. Idols. I call idols out. I call that spirit of idols. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of those idols over you. In the name of Jesus, the false gods that have no power, no power, but they stay in your life and they destroy you because they separate you from your God. And I call out the false gods, all false gods and the idols in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, false gods and idols in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command them to go. All of the false gods and idols, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move, move. Let them go. Move. No, idols. Idols have to go. All the idols, that spirit of idols, in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. A vindictive spirit. The vindictive spirit. The cruel spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all of the cruel spirits and the vindictive spirits, spirits of Delilah, spirits of Delilah, you've got to go. I take authority over you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out. Come out. In Jesus' name. We've got a few minutes more. I've got this list that I went through yesterday. We'll go back through it today. Despondency and heaviness. I call out despondency and heaviness. Depression. Spirits of depression. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Suicide. Spirits of suicide. I break that spirit of suicide. I destroy his power over you in Jesus' name, and I call it out. Suicide. You have no place in God's people. That spirit of suicide, I break your hold, and I cast you out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Despondency, heaviness, heaviness and discouragement. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. He's King of kings. He is Lord of lords. He is the Messiah, the Son of God. He is the Son of the only true God. Come out. Come out. It is the Lord, and by the blood of Jesus that I call you out. You have no place in God's people. Let them go. All of that depression, depression, spirits of depression, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Heaviness and discouragement. Defeat. I call defeat out in Jesus' name. Spirits of defeat. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Defeat. Helplessness. Helplessness. Come out. Unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness. Let them go. Let them go. Evil pleasure. Evil imagination. Perverted spirits. Spirits of confusion. Confusion. Let them go. Let them go. Confusion. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus. Spirit of a witch. Spirit of a witch. I cast out the witch. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over the witch. In the name of Jesus, and I break the power of that witch over this church. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and over this campground. In Jesus' name, and I command that witch to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I strip you of your power. I strip you of your power. In the name of Jesus, you'll not have dominion. You'll not have strength to bring curses upon this place. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Come out. Come on out, witch. Witch, you've got to go. Confusion. Confusion. In the name of Jesus, all the confusion, all of the mixture in you, in Jesus' name. God does not stand for mixture. God will not stand for it. The mixture, I command the mixture in you to come out, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Mixture, let them go. Abortion, I call that spirit of abortion out, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Abortion. Let them go. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Spirit of abortion. All right. You say you've never had an abortion. Everyone that has known of it and permitted it is under the same curse. That's what the Bible says. That you've allowed it and you've not destroyed the one that killed the children, that murdered the children, is under the same curse. So abortion. Abortion, come out, come out. And those who know of abortion, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, if you've ever participated in any manner, even to the advising of abortion, you're under the curse. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, murder, spirit of murder, child sacrifice, let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The spiritual bondage, slavery, slavery in the name of Jesus, false worship, idol worship, unforgiveness, unforgiveness of self, unforgiveness of others, unforgiveness of God, unforgiveness of God. I call out that unforgiveness of God in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Unbelief. I call out unbelief in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Unbelief, the demonic yoke. The demonic yoke, I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. I destroy its power in Jesus' name, and I call it out. Faithlessness, faithlessness, come out in Jesus' name. Envy, control, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I call that spirit of abuse out. All the abuse in Jesus' name, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, come out, physical abuse. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fear. Spirit of fear. I break the power of fear. I break the power of that fear. Fear destroys your faith. It is the exact opposite of faith, and it comes against all your faith. I destroy fear in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loosen. Loosen. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Praise the Lord. There are a few still working. Let's stop now and pray. Those will continue to work that are still working that have other needs. Heavenly Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you that you've moved, that you've brought forth some freedom this day. We just praise you and thank you that you are a God that is enough. That is enough. That's it. You meet every need and in every manner in the name of Jesus. We just praise you for it. I ask you now, Father, to send angels to cleanse our church, our area here where we worship, that you would cleanse this building, take everything out, every demon that came loose, to bind them in the name of the Lord Jesus and carry them wherever you desire. Carry them to the pit. Bind them there in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind the backlash and retaliation over every person here, that the devil and the demons will not come against you for having sat in deliverance. You're marked. He's got your name now because you're in deliverance. You've been under deliverance, and he knows about you. So I bind backlash and retaliation that he'll not come to harass you over sitting in deliverance. Aren't you glad he knows your name? Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, fill every person here, every vacant spot, not only that where the demons were loose, but fill the individuals, those that have not received the baptism of the Spirit. Father, fill them right now in Jesus' name. Do a work, Father. let your Holy Spirit so minister to your people that their lives shall be changed. And we just praise you. We give you honor. And we do it all in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, bless the food and those that prepared it for us this night. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.